If you are an aspiring podcaster and you're trying to come up with a podcast name, or if you already have a podcast, but you're thinking about a rebrand, or maybe you're not thinking about a rebrand and you have your podcast, but you're wondering, is my name actually working for me? Then this episode is for you, because I'm actually going to be breaking down what makes a successful podcast name that brings you more visibility and more searchability. Let's do this.
Welcome to the Organic Marketing Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Juliana, and around here, we replace endless hustle with smart, focused strategies for your business growth. If you're fed up with tactics that overpromise and underdeliver, leaving you exhausted instead of excited, this is the podcast for you. Get ready to dive into deep, practical podcasting tips, smart monetization, and growth tactics that bring your business visibility and profits. It's time to simplify your strategy and amplify your success. Let's go.
Okay, so in your podcasting journey, you may think that you want something catchy, something fun, something creative, but I actually want to challenge you, and I want you to think about picking an SEO optimized name. So for example, the name of my show is Organic Marketing Simplified. And that was very strategic, because actually, if you just type the words organic marketing into the podcast app, my show will come up at the top at any given point. And of course, I was very strategic about this when I was naming my show. So it wasn't by luck. By the way, I just want to say that my show wasn't always called Organic Marketing Simplified. I have been through many variations of my podcast name. I have even pivoted my podcast. And all this to say is that you can change your podcast name. And the more you keep podcasting and the more you know, the more you evolve, probably the name might evolve with you. So I just want to take the pressure off that you need to have everything figured out right now and remarried to this name. And it needs to be like the most perfect thing. Because if I know one thing, is that if you are a perfectionist right now, the name is driving you bananas, and it really doesn't have to. So think about a name that is SEO optimized. So like I said, in my case, I was very strategic about how I chose the name of my show. So Organic Marketing Simplified. So if somebody types organic marketing, my show will come up at the top, because again, I was very strategic about how I chose this name. Like I said, I didn't start off this way. The first version of my podcast, which is the same show that you're listening to right now, but it was called Beginner Mom Boss. That's how I started. And a few years later, we are Organic Marketing Simplified. So what that did to me was actually organically bring more visibility to me, because I was very strategic about the name. So if somebody is searching for organic marketing tips or organic marketing, whatever, they're going to type that into the search bar, and then my show will come up. Now, the last word in my podcast title was simplified. So the person who was looking for organic marketing tip and they see my show, Organic Marketing Simplified, they'll be like, oh man, that is for me. So that is the show that I want to listen to. So this is how I want you to think about naming your podcast. So don't think that you need to go with something funny or catchy or cute or creative. Actually go for something that is searchable. Look for something that is SEO optimized. Look for something that will actually give you an advantage just by the title alone, because that'll give you so much visibility by you being able to leverage the name of your podcast. So do take time to think about this, and this will actually make your life a whole lot easier, because rather than thinking about alliteration and cute names and whatever, you actually know that the name that you're choosing is an SEO optimized name, which will ultimately bring you more visibility, which is what you want. You might be thinking of using your own name. So especially if you're very overwhelmed and you're like, I just want to do this. And you might be thinking that using your own name is a good idea. Now, I'm actually very against using your own name for a few reasons. Unless you're a very well-known person in the industry, like you are a household name, I would not do that. Because if I just named the show the Juliana Barbati Show, then you're automatically going to assume that the show is about me. So me putting the name of my show, the Juliana Barbati Show, you don't know me. Like, how do you know what I'm talking about? I'm not a household name by any means. So I would be very wise about not using your own name, even though that could be the easiest thing that you do and the easiest route that you go. You putting your name in your podcast and using that as your title, it's not going to do much for visibility, especially if most people have no clue who you are. So again, going back to point number one, pick a name that has to do with the theme of what you talk about. So in my show, I talk a lot about organic podcast marketing. Now, I could have chosen to go that route and put myself in just the podcast umbrella. However, in my agency, as my agency grows and we're doing more and more in the organic marketing world, even though our focus will always be on a podcast, I also don't want to just limit myself just to the podcast because we do other things outside of just the podcast. So whether it is like a YouTube video podcast or recycling content on social media, creating short form video and things like that, those are things that we do inside of the agency. So because I'm thinking strategically about the path that my agency is going and how it's going to grow in the future, I don't just want to limit myself just to the podcast marketing alone. So again, of course, you can apply the things that I talk about very well to like organic marketing tips in general, but I am more specific to podcast marketing. But the point is, once you understand like what is the main umbrella, what is the thing that you talk about, then you can run with that and make that the name of your show. So for example, if you go back to my podcast, like down to the first two episodes, you start to scroll up, you're going to see a major theme is that I always talked about SEO from the very beginning. So even when this podcast was a podcast about selling on Etsy or selling on Amazon, SEO was a huge part of what I talk about and is still a huge part of what I talk about today because hint, SEO works. And if you are selling online and you're not leveraging SEO, then guess what? Like you're missing out. So of course, for the people who are wanting to grow organically, they are going to focus on SEO, which is how I came up with organic marketing simplified. So things for you to keep in mind. So yes, stay away from using your name because if you saw Juliana Barbati's show and you had no idea who I was, probably you wouldn't listen to me because you would think that it's a show about me and what I like and what I eat and my lifestyle. And it's no, that's not all my show is about. So you have to think long term about how is this name affecting my visibility on the podcast app and choose the one that's going to give you the most visibility, which most likely not your name. It'll be a very highly searched keyword or long tail keyword, which is even better. Now, if you're a little bit confused about keywords and long tail keywords and what does that mean? What did you just say? Then I want you to go back and listen to podcast episode number 367, where I talk to you about the different types of keywords and the types of keywords that you should be going after. So make sure that you listen to that one so you understand really well how this world of SEO and keywords work. Now, what if you're worried about picking the wrong name? I'm here to tell you that you can change your podcast name and everything will be fine. So let me just give you a very clear idea of my podcasting journey and where I started and where I am now to give you peace of mind. So the first name that I had for this podcast, which is, has always been the same podcast that you're listening to, was Beginner Mom Boss. And then I changed it to the E-commerce Mama. And then it became the Fruitful Mama. And then it became Organic Marketing Queen. And that was very short-lived because I was like, oh my gosh, I just hate this name so much. I was just in a very goddess queen phase. And like, it, again, it was very short-lived. It wasn't me. And I like, that was like the worst name I could have ever picked, honestly, because I hated it so much. But anyway, that's how we landed in Organic Marketing Simplified, because it wasn't just a trend. It wasn't just a hype. It wasn't just a phase that I was going through. It was like, this is what we do. It's Organic Marketing Simplified and it's no frills. It's very straightforward. This is what you get. So I have changed the name of my podcast. It's been five names. And still, even though I changed quite a bit and I have pivoted my podcast, I still have a top 0.5% ranking podcast, which is bananas, because I'm not a household name and I did this all organically. So the reason why I'm telling this to you right now is to give you peace of mind that you can change, you can evolve, that you can always optimize. So don't be afraid to start imperfectly and then change your name. So even if you are going through a rebrand or you're not quite sure that your name is actually the right name for your podcast, you can actually apply these things and have a softer rebrand. And by the way, I will have a separate podcast about rebranding later on, but I just want to let you know that a rebrand does not have to be this huge ordeal type of thing. Like, you just get to change the name of your podcast and maybe do a podcast episode as to why you're changing. Don't feel bad that you might want to change the name of your podcast later on. You get to grow and you get to evolve, and such is life. You are going to grow and you are going to evolve. And if you don't want to stick with the same name, it's okay. Now, I just want to sidebar here for a second and say that as long as your podcast is the same, like you're talking about similar topics, then go ahead and stay with the same podcast. Meaning, don't go ahead and, if I was moving from Etsy, the Etsy, selling on Etsy world, into organic marketing, it still made sense for me to keep the same podcast because, again, it was all entrepreneurship and like selling online and things like that. Nothing really changes. It's like the means that you do it that changed, but the core of what I talk about stayed the same. Now, if I was changing from organic marketing to no toxic living tips, now that is a totally different podcast. And of course, I would want to start a whole new podcast. So that's what I'm going to say about rebranding. But like I said, we'll talk about rebranding in a separate episode, but I just wanted to throw that out there in case you're wondering. Now, the last step to picking the perfect name is this. You need to make sure that nobody else is using that podcast name. If you are in the United States, you would go to the USPTO website to make sure that name's not trademarked. I don't know what kind of governmental thing website you'd go to in wherever country you are, but in the US, it would be the USPTO. And then you also want to check the podcast app, because if somebody does have the same name that you're thinking about, then go ahead and like just choose a different name. So even if you could do a variation of the name, like for example, I would not recommend that you do Organic Marketing Simplified for You. Don't pick a name like that just because you slightly changed it, because it's still like you're going to be competing with my show and it's just not a very smart strategy for you. Like, you may think that you're going to be grabbing some of my audience towards you, but actually you're going to be shooting yourself in the foot. So don't just slightly modify a name of a podcast that's already taken. Even if the podcast is not active anymore, just do yourself a favor and pick a unique name, and don't even go that route of slightly modifying a name that's taken, or even taking a name that's already taken, because it is going to be a lot of work for you to make sure that people actually find your podcast and they're coming to you. Even if there's a podcast and it's inactive, just don't even go there. Just pick a name that is unique to you. So go ahead also and check social media to see if it's available. Not because necessarily you want to be on social media, but what you don't want is to have a conflicting messaging. Like, you have the same name and then this other person has the same name. So you can get very messy. And then, of course, just do general Google search to make sure that the name is available. Because again, you don't want to pick a name that is maybe somebody else's program name or something like that. So even though that name per se might not be trademarked, if it is a name that's already been used by somebody else, then it's just going to be more headache for you. And it's just going to be like, oh no, like this is a podcast and this is the thing that somebody else has. It's just going to be super confusing. And when people are confused, they don't do anything and they bounce. And you don't want that to happen on your podcast. So those are the tips that I have for you in order for you to pick the right name for your podcast. And remember, visibility is key. So make sure that you are going after those names that are SEO optimized, because that is going to give you a leg up in your podcasting journey just from the name alone. By the way, if you're like super stuck on the name and you need help, have no fear. I'm here for you. We can work together and make sure that the name that you're coming up with is the right name for you, the name that's going to give you a leg up and give you that visibility and really help you have that long-term vision for the growth of your podcast. So two ways we can work together. I have a program called Profitable Podcast Blueprint. And in the program, you have access to me as well as the step-by-step on how to have me, on how to have a highly profitable, highly visible podcast. And then I also own an agency, and inside of this agency, you and I are working together. And whether you're launching a podcast, relaunching a podcast, or you have a podcast and you just want somebody else to take care of it for you, we're taking care of all of that for you, from the SEO optimization, the editing, the uploading, the scheduling, the recycling. We are taking care of everything for you. So make sure that you check out the link in the show notes down below so that you can choose what is the best way that we can work together and really have the amazing growth that your podcast deserves. Now, in the next episode, I'm actually going to be talking to you about key pieces, key things that you need to be implementing in your podcast so that your podcast grows every single month organically. So make sure that you are tuned in. And until next time, may you find God's love, grace, peace, and mercy. And I'll see you in the next episode.